Well, I've actually been on a mission now for well over a year to repeal just as many outdated, useless, unenforced laws as I can. In fact, it's kind of hopefully a legacy builder that I will make the book smaller when I leave than they were when I got there.
So it's hard to believe that people are still being prosecuted for this type of thing in this day and age. What do you make of the conservative argument that cohabitation is undermining marriage and therefore people need to be prosecuted? Is this just political pandering to the religious base of the Republican Party?
Well, you know, I've spoken to my pastor and many other conservative leaders, and the reality is I don't really think there's this much controversy over this bill that you may think there is. I think that this bill by no means incentivizes adultery or cohabitation. It doesn't even acknowledge it's a good thing. It simply decriminalizes that act. As far as it being immoral, it remains that way as far as I'm concerned. As far as it undermining a marriage, I believe it still does. But that's something you deal with your spouse or your God or both, not with the statutes or the criminal justice system.
Now, this bill failed to even get a hearing. Why is that? It seems to me to be right in line with the Republican mantra of smaller, less intrusive government.
Actually, I take full responsibility for that. Last year, I filed about 12 repealers, and this was one of them. And I left it up to others to get Senate sponsors for me. And by the time I realized it didn't have a Senate sponsor, it was too late to get one. So I'm not going to make that same mistake this year. In fact, when we go up to Tallahassee for the first committee week, I expect to nail down my Senate sponsors.
Okay, so you will be refiling. What gives you confidence that it will pass this time around?
Well, I think it's a no-brainer repealer. The section of act that I'm looking to repeal was put into law when Florida was an at-fault divorce state. When Florida became a no-fault divorce state, most of these kind of laws were removed. This was one that was overlooked and left on the books. It's not enforced. It's unenforceable, for that matter. And I don't think anyone's going to have a problem with removing a law that is simply taking up space in the books.